感谢主，我们可以继续在这边敬拜神。
We thank God that we can continue to worship God together.
好，我们来看犹大书。
Let us turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书的第十一节到十三节。
Jude chapter verse 11 to verse 13.
犹大书十一节到十三节。
Jude 11 to verse 13.
啊，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路。又为利往巴兰的错庙里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。这样的人在你们的宴席上与你们同吃的时候，正是礁石。他们做牧人，只知喂养自己，无所惧怕。是没有雨的云彩，被风飘荡；是秋天没有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。十三节。是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子来，是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗，为他们永远存留。这边圣经上在形容这些走错路的人呢，用流荡的心来形容他们。
When the Bible talks about how some people have walked astray, they used wandering stars.
那我们特别用流荡的心来谈谈可拉这一群人。
So today we will use wandering stars to talk about Korah and his clan.
什么叫做流荡的心
？What does it mean to be a wandering star？
有一次我小弟在夏威夷一个大学的弟兄他就说传道我们去看流星。
I was in Hawaii and a college student came to me and said, Pastor, let us go to see the falling star.
我们一群人我们就开到一个没有灯光的山丘。
A bunch of us drove to a place where there was no light.
就有两个 mat 男生在这边，女生在那边，我们就这边望着天空。
So they set up two mats, brothers here, sisters there, and everyone looked up into the sky.
有人说，走，12点钟方向，流星穿过。
Some people will say, look at 12 o'clock, a shooting star has passed.
在那边大家聊天，看流荡的星。
Everyone was chatting, and they were looking at the shooting stars.
是相当有意思的一个晚上。
And it was a amusing night.
那流荡的心如果用科学的角度来看，其实这些流荡的心都是宇宙当中的一些小石块。
From scientific view, these shooting stars are very small stones.
那如果在太阳系里面呢，其实它们都是绕着太阳在有一定的轨道绕着太阳在转。
Within the solar system, they follow a set path and rotate around the sun.
但是如果经过地球的时候呢，因为跟地球太近了，它就会被地球的引力吸下来。
But if they are closer to the Earth and they are too close to the Earth, they will actually be gravitating towards Earth.
那通过大气层就会产生燃烧，你就会看到亮光。
And if they go through the atmosphere, they will burn, and that's when you see the light.
如果没有烧完的掉在地上，就称为陨石。
But if they did not completely burn off and they fall to the earth, then they are the meteors.
这是我们所看到的流荡的星。
And this is the shooting stars that we see today.
但是流荡的星星星在圣经上属灵的意义到底是什么？
But what is the spiritual significance of wandering stars in the Bible?
我们来看生命记一章的第十节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 10.
生命记一章的第十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 10.
一章十节
Chapter 1 verse 10
摩西这样讲主你们的神使你们多起来看哪你们今日像天上的星那么多我们都知道神应许亚伯拉罕的子孙要像天上的星海边的沙那么多
We know that God promised Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand
那我们今天都说呢我们是天上的星以色列百姓是地上的沙
And today we will say we are the stars in heaven. The Israelites are the sand of the shore.
因为保罗说我们都是天上的国民。
For Paul says we are the heavenly kingdom.
以色列百姓他们还没有信主耶稣基督所以他们是地上的沙。
The Israelites have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore they are the sand of the earth.
但是摩西他说，当时跟他出埃及的人呢，其实他们也说自己是天上的星。
But Moses, when he spoke to the Israelites, he also called them the stars of the heaven.
我们看《生命记》二十八章的六十二节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记二十八章的六十二节。
Chapter 28, verse 62.
生命记二十八章的六十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 62.
摩西又说啊，你们先前虽然像天上的星那么多，却因不听从主你神的话，所剩的人数就稀少了，星星稀少了。
Here it says how the stars will be fewer in number.
啊，因为他们很多人都倒在旷野里面了。
Because many of them have fallen in the wilderness.
啊，他们好像成为一群流星啊。
They have become like a bunch of shooting stars.
到最后都没入了这个墨黑的幽暗里面。
And in the end, they fell into the blackness of darkness.
那我们今天就用可拉党来用这个题目来谈谈可拉党，因为他们的确是一群啊流荡的星。
Today we will use this topic to talk about the clan of Korah because they were indeed a multitude of wandering stars.
流荡的星啊，有三个特色。
There's three unique aspects of wandering
stars. 就是他离开轨道啊，因为被引力吸下来，所以就是离开本位啊。
One is they have left their own domain because they were pulled by gravity.
第二，他本来有自己方向的，有绕着可以行的，现在已经失落了方向。
Originally, they had their own direction, but now they have lost their direction.
最后就被燃烧，入了墨黑的幽暗里面。
And finally, they are burned and they enter into the blackness of darkness.
那我们就用这三点来谈谈可拉党的故事。
And we'll use these three points to talk about the story of Korah.
我们把红线夹在民数记的十六章。
Let us take a bookmark to Numbers chapter 16.
这个可拉党啊，我们看到他们是一群流星，是因为他们啊。离开自己的位置。
We see that Korah and his clan were wandering stars because they left their own place.
其实他们就像那个堕落的天使一样啊。
They are like the fallen angel.
天使其实本来就是也是明亮的星啊，也是离开自己的本位啊。
The angel was originally a bright star, but he decided to leave his position.
我们看民数记十六章的一到三节。
Let us see Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
十六章一到三节。
Chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
利未的曾孙，歌辖的孙子，以哈斯的儿子可拉，和流便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹，亚比兰以比勒的儿子安。第二节。并以色列会中的250个首领，就是有名望显入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。第三节，祭局攻击摩西亚伦说，你们擅自专权，前会众各个祭祀圣洁，主也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过 主神的会众呢？这边就提到可拉跟一些人啊，他们就聚集啊，一起来攻击摩西跟亚伦。
Here we see Korah and a few other children of Israel gathered together to rebel against Moses and Aaron.
那这边特别记载，这个可拉是歌辖的利未的孩子的歌辖的子孙。
We see that Korah is the son of Kohath, a son of Levi.
那我们在猜哈，为什么突然之间会起义呢？会想要来这个争这个权力呢？
Why do you think they suddenly desired the power and the authority?
我想跟他们的工作性质有关系啦。
I think it has to do with the type of work that they do.
我们来看一下这个民数记第三章哈。
Let us see Numbers chapter 3.
民数记第三章三十二节。
Numbers chapter 3 verse 32.
三章二十七节就是在谈到歌辖子孙的工作哈。
Verse 27 talks about the duties of the family of Kohath.
那三十二节特别提到哦。
Verse 32.
既说亚伦的儿子以利亚撒做利未人众首领的领袖，要监察那些看守圣所的人。所以你知道歌辖的子孙呢、就是在这个亚伦的子孙大祭司这些人要监督这些看守圣所器具的了，要监督他们了。
And we see that the family of Kohath and Eleazar the son of Aaron, they had to be overseers over all the other priests.
那这个在工作上哦，他们有一种感觉上有一种好像亚伦的子孙是监督的啊，他们是受监督的这样子了。
So while they were working, they felt that the descendants of Aaron were those who oversaw them, and they were the ones being overseen.
不是，就是我们再来看哈、 15节, 4章的15节。
Let us read chapter 4, verse 15.
4章15节,
chapter 4, verse 15.
将要起营的时候, 亚伦和他儿子把圣所和圣所一切的器具遮盖完了, 歌辖的子孙就要来抬, 只是不可摸圣物, 免得他们死亡。 灰牧尼这些物件是歌辖子孙所当抬的。 所以亚伦的祖孙是包东西，他们是抬东西的。
So you can see the descendants of Aaron cover the furnishings while the descendants of Kohath had to carry the furnishings.
那神给他们一个限制,
And God gave them a limitation.
我们看4章的19节、20节。
Let us read chapter 4, verse 19.
他们挨近圣物的时候, 亚伦和他儿子要进去派他们个人所当办的, 所当抬的, 是派他们, 这时带他们, 这样带他们, 好使他们活着, 不是死亡, 20节, 只是他们连片时不可进去观看圣所, 免得他们死亡, 这些歌辖的子孙啊, 不可以随便看那些圣所里面的东西啦。
The descendants of the Kohath were not able to look into the tabernacle and the things.
你就可以想象,
so then you can imagine.
要起营了。
They're about to rise.
这个亚伦的子孙进去包东西啊, 越过也包, 什么都给他包包,
So Aaron's descendants go in and they cover everything, including the ark.
歌辖的子孙也进来了。
The descendants of Kohath come in.
这个很好奇嘛, 一天到晚就躲在帐幕里面, 大家一定想要偷看一下, 诶, 这个什么东西啊?
And they are very curious. They must want to see what are the things inside.
那亚伦的子孙说, 看什么看? 这是你不能看的, 为什么要看? 因为看了会死啊。
The descendants of Aaron will say, Why do you want to look? You're not allowed to look. Because if they look, they would die.
如果口气好一点, 你可能还能接受了, 请你不要看。
If they said it more gently, please do not look.
如果口气不太好, 因为你是监督人的嘛, 做久了, 可能就有一点架子, 你, 如果这个歌辖的子孙, 有一点点才华, 有一点点傲气, 我为什么要让你管?
And if the descendants of Aaron spoke with a poor tone, and they, because they oversaw it, and they were speaking as with the tone of an overseer, the descendants of Kohath might be not be able to take it.
我想事情, 就是这样起因的, 我为什么要一天到晚在你的手下工作?
And I think this may be how things started. They thought, why do I have to work under you all the time?
所以他们就联络众人啊, 250个, 会众的首领, 就聚集啊, 要攻击亚伦跟摩西啊。
So they contacted 250 leaders of the children of Israel so that they can gather together to rebel against Moses.
意思就是说你们擅自专权啊。
And their purpose is, why do you take all the authority?
为什么立自己在众人的上面呢?
And why do you set yourself above all others?
那其实我们如果看圣经, 不是摩西跟亚伦自己来要求这份工作的。
But if we look into the Bible, we can see that it was not Moses and Aaron who asked for the work.
这是神给每个人所安排的工作的性质。
This is what God had originally commanded them in order to separate the work.
你知道在摩西时代才有祭司的献祭的制度。
Only in the time of Moses was there this status of the priest and the work of the priest.
在这个之前呢, 各个族长, 甚至连外邦人, 这种巴兰, 他们都可以筑坛献祭敬拜神。
Before this time, any kind of person, even people like Balaam, could set up an altar and worship.
只要你是家长, 是族长, 你可以, 随时, 就是万人祭司时代那个时候, 跟现在是一样的。
As long as your family was a leader, then they could worship.
所以他们讲的是有点道理的, 那个会众各个既是圣的, 为什么你立自己在个人的上面呢?
So, in a way, they were right. They say, why do you exalt yourself above the assembly?
那是以前啊,
but that was in the past. But now God had already set up this institution and he had his own plan.
但是他们这时候心态不平衡啊,
but in that time, their heart was not at peace and they say, why must you lord over us?
那摩西怎么回答的呢?
How did Moses reply?
我们看16章的8到11节。
Let us read chapter 16, verse 8 to verse 16.
16章8到11节
Oh, verse 8 to verse 11.
摩西又对可拉说, 利未的子孙啊, 你们听我说, 第9节,
Verse 9.
以色列的神从, 以色列会中将你们分别出来, 使你们亲近他, 办理神会幕的事, 并站在会众面前替他们当差, 第10节, 神又使你和你们一切弟兄, 利未的子孙, 一同亲近他, 这岂是小事, 你们还要求祭司的职分吗? 十一节，你和你一党的人聚集是要攻击主亚伦算什么？你们竟向那花艳言呢？那摩西的诉求又说，其实这个是神所安排的啦。
Moses told them, actually, this was planned by God.
所以是神使你跟你的弟兄这样做的，这样来亲近他的啦。
And it is God who planned this to separate you between your brethren.
让你们分别为圣来服侍神，其实你们是比众人呐更加有机会亲近会幕的。
And God has separated you apart for holiness, so you are even more precious than the other congregation.
这样的服侍的机会难道是一件小事情吗？
Is it such a small thing that you are allowed to worship God in such a manner?
所以，我们看第七节哈。
Let us read verse 7.
十六章第七节。
Chapter 16.
明日主在主面前要把火盛在炉中，把香放在其上。主拣选谁，谁就是就为圣洁。你这立位的子孙擅自专权了、所以我们看到摩西也说你们不要擅自专权，英文是讲说
You take too much upon yourself.
Take too much upon yourself. 你想要做的、做超于你被要求位置该做的啦。
Moses told them you take too much upon yourselves, meaning they want to do more than they were given.
这边也说你擅自专权，你也是做你超过于自己所要做的啦。
But the Kohathites also said Moses and Aaron were doing more than they should be doing.
所以其实摩西知道他们、知道、可拉就是要要求做祭司的职分啦。
Moses understood that Korah wanted to be part of the priesthood.
那如果你是摩西，你要怎么办？
If you were Moses, what would you do?
真的很难耶。
This is really very difficult.
又不是我自己想要做这个位置的啊。
You think, I don't want to be put into this position.
是神要我做的啊。
It is God who wanted me to do this.
你又不服气，那怎么办呢？
But if you're unhappy about it, what can we do?
让神来决定咯。
Then let us let God decide.
让神再决定一次啊？怎么决定呢？
Let God decide again, and how was God to decide?
第五节。
Verse 5.
第四节哈，摩西听见这话就俯伏在地。第五节，对可拉和一党的人说：到了早晨，主必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。第六节，可拉，你们要这样行，你和你一党。要拿香炉来、所以他们就祷告神、看神让神来决定，要不然你要怎么决定呢？这个很难了，这个太难了。
So they all prayed to God and to let God decide because this was too hard to decide. How would you decide?、
所以今天、我们看到最后就是这些人、我们当然由历史来看，我们知道其实位置、真的是神给人的。
From history, we can see that status and position is given by God.
今天有人当教务，有人当总务，有人当财务。
There are some who are the religious affairs, the financial affairs, or the general affairs.
今天有人被差派去厨房工作，有人被差派做阿姨的老师。
Today, some people may be asked to help out in the kitchen, and some will be the RE teacher.
这是教会大家一起来决定商讨出来的。
And this is all decided after the church had discussed about it.
或者是我们、跟我们一起祷告，圣灵 以我们一同来做决定的。
Or everyone prays together, and the Holy Spirit with us decides a matter.
如果我们对这个位置、有问题、当然可以表示意见。
If we are unhappy with the position we are given, we can give our opinion.
让神、让大家、让圣灵、再一次的来、讨论、来决定这样的一个 意见。
We can let everybody.Along with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, discuss the matter and we decide.
但是可拉的问题就是他们、离开自己的位置的方法是、用聚集群众、攻击摩西跟亚伦。
But we can see the method Korah expressed his opinion was to gather up the children of Israel to rebel against Moses.
聚集群众其实是在政治上非常有效的武器。
And it is a very handy method to gather the congregation.
所以开罗群众聚集十八天，总统就下台。
For example, the revolution gathered together for 18 days, and the president stepped down.
但是、这个不是圣经的方法。
But this is not the method of the Bible.
所以从今天看起来，我们知道位置是神给的。
Here from the Bible, we know that position is given by God.
其实在神里面，位置那个高跟低是我们自己的想法。
Status, whether it is high or low, is according to human thinking.
耶稣一直讲，你们当中伟大的就要做仆人。其实我们当中最大的就是那些小朋友。
Jesus said, "Those who want to be high among you must first be poor, and those that are greatest among us are the children."
所以可拉有一个错误的观念，就是为什么立自己在众人之上呢？我们今天的职分不是在众人之上。
Carr's wrong thinking was he thought that Moses was exalting himself above the assembly, but today we don't do anything to exalt ourselves above the assembly.
是仆人，仆人就是在众人之下。
Because our status is as a servant, and servants are below the congregation.
所以工人是属信徒，信徒是属神，所以工人在这个神的国度里面，他是属于信徒，信徒的，信徒才是直接属神的。
Because the workers belong to the congregation, and the congregation belongs to God. So according to this structure, the workers serve the congregation.
所以当我们可以表示意见的同时，我们要尊重大家的神的决定。
Therefore, when we express our own opinions, we must also respect the decision of the multitude.
我们常常跟青年学生讲说，教会里面的工作是不拘不求。
Today, we will tell the youths of the church that the holy work in the church, you should not ask for it, but you should not reject it.
应该 ask 应该是可以，不要 fight for it 对不起不要不要争了不要争。
For the holy work, that you should not fight for it, nor should they reject it.
我们说亚沙龙他要当王
If we want to be Absalom, he wanted to become king.
用各样方法早上一起来就到城门口去收买人心。
He used many methods. In the morning, he'd get up, he'd be at the gate and try to steal the hearts of the Israelites.
计划很久来做这件事情。
He plotted for a long time in order to carry out this task.
最后狠下心做乱伦的事情，跟爸爸表示这个隔绝。
And in the end, he did something terrible in order to show his dad that he's splitting from his dad.
最后还要杀爸爸。
In the end, he even wanted to murder his
father. 所以为了得到这个位置他真的是很努力的去 fight 去抢。
In order to gain this position, he really fought for it.
谁知道他后来头发被吊在树枝上面。
Who knew that his hair would be entangled in a tree?
吊在天地之间
And he is hanging between heaven and earth.
所以我们知道这个位置是神给的。
We know that position is given by God.
但是我们当神要我们做一件事情的时候呢，我们也不要拒绝。
But when God wants us to do something, we should not reject it.
神要摩西来带领以色列百姓出埃及。
God wanted Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西可以表示意见，我真的不适合，我不要。
Moses could express his opinion, I am not worthy, I really don't want to do this.
但是神表示意见，神一直给他应许应许，到最后他还是你去找谁，你要找谁就找谁啦。
Even though God keeps telling Moses, you can do this, Moses said, go find whoever you want.
到最后神就生气了。
But in the end, God was angry.
那如果我们一直拒绝，神会不会生气呢？
If we continue to refuse the work, will God be angry?
当然我们可以拒绝。
Of course we can reject the
work. 你看少年财主拒绝跟随主耶稣基督。
We can see that the wealthy young ruler rejected to follow Jesus.
但是到最后他失落了神预定给他的福分。
But in the end, he lost the possession that God was going to give him.
所以今天我们在神的国度里面要了解神掌权，我们可以表示意见但是要顺服神现在给我们安排的那个位置。
So today in the kingdom of God, we have to understand that it is God who gives us the position and we have to be submissive to it.
我们今天要了解就是职分位置本身呢，不是最叫人怎么讲呢？不是最叫人纪念的哦。
We have to remember that a position is not for others to remember us by.
我们今天很怀念一个工人，不是因为他是长老，不是因为他是执事，不是因为他什么头衔都不是。
Today we may honor someone who is deceased not because they were an elder or they were a deacon.
实在是我在生命当中经历他很多美好的服事。
It is because in their lifetime we could receive the beautiful service that.
我们看到弟兄姐妹虽然没有头衔，但是默默的在厨房，默默的在厕所，默默的在关怀同龄。
We see some brothers and sisters, they may not have a title in church, but we see them labor away in the kitchen or labor away in the bathroom or labor away caring for brothers and sisters.
在你心中你自然而然的就会肃然起敬，对这个同龄你心中就会觉得哇，这是一个真基督徒。
And in our heart, when we see such kind of workers, we will say in our heart, we respect them, they're a true Christian.
所以位置本身只是一种责任
So position itself is only a kind of
responsibility. 所以我们要羡慕那个工作，不是羡慕那个位置。
So we have to admire the work and not the position.
你看美国总统历年来最受尊敬的到底是谁？
if you look at the American presidents, who was the one that received the most respect?
根据调查，第一名还是亚伯拉罕林肯。
After survey, we see that the first number one is still Abraham Lincoln.
第二名啊，就是乔治华盛顿。
And the second is Washington.
因为这些人对我们这个社会的贡献啊，他们是非常显著的。
Because they have truly contributed a lot to society.
啊，为什么现在的人都啊，大家都蛮尊敬那个南非的以前的总统曼叫什么曼德拉？
Why does everyone still respect the previous African president? Mandela.
他得到诺贝尔的和平奖。
He received the Peace Award from the Nobel.
最近报纸在讲说，他希望他被纪念的是 He is a family man. 他是顾家的人呐、啊，不是希望你纪念他为这个南非贡献有多少。
And today he said he wanted to be remembered not for his contributions, but that he is a family man.
所以我们在神的国度里面呢、啊，不要离开神给我们暂时的这个要我们做的地方。
So today, let us not go apart from the position that God has set for us.
我的意思说不是不可以表示意见，但是呢，我们不要去争取。
I'm not saying that we cannot express our opinions, but we should not fight for anything.
有时候你看那个可拉就是被一个引力啊，就好像流星经过地球，被那引力一吸引啊。他就聚集群众来做攻击的动作。
We can see that Korah was like a wandering star. He was too close to the earth, and he was pulled by a force.
就像夏娃啊，离开位置，像天使离开位置。
Just like Eve left her position, like the angel left his position.
到最后，他们就成为流荡的星了。
And then in the end, they became wandering stars.
那离开位置啊，就会失落方向。
And when you leave your position, you will lose your direction.
我们看我们昨天已经读，我们看民数记十六章十二节啊，先看。民数记十六章十二节。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 12.
民数记十六章十二节到十四节，摩西打发人去招以利亚的儿子大丹、亚比兰，他们说：“我们不上去。”十三节，你将我们从流奶以密之地领上来，要在旷野杀我们，这岂是小事？你还要自立为王管辖我们吗？十四节，并且你没有将我们领到流奶以密之地。也没有把田地跟葡萄园给我们为业，难道你要挖我们这些人的眼睛吗？我们不上去。你看哦，他们真的不晓得自己的方向在哪里嘞。
You can see they truly did not know their direction.
那个摩西跟去招人家说，哎，我们来谈一谈啊，谈一谈啊，你们不要这样子争了，我们来谈一谈哦。
Moses sent to call them and say, let us discuss this. Do not fight any longer.
他说我们不去跟你谈了。
They said we will not discuss with
you. 你将我们从牛奶以蜜之地领上了，哎，他把埃及当作牛奶隐秘之地了。
You have brought us out of the land flowing with milk and honey. So they saw Egypt as a land flowing with milk and honey.
在神上的角度来看，神从来没有把埃及，在神的眼光里面，埃及从来不是牛奶隐秘之地。
From biblical perspective, the land of Egypt was never portrayed as a land flowing with milk and honey.
从人的角度来看，其实这些人所讲的话没有一件是错的。
From the perspective of humans, this is not anything wrong.
但是从神的角度来看，这些人是迷迷糊糊，失落方向。
But from God's point of view, these people were confused and muddle-minded.
真的是误把什么？误把丰收当病州啊？误把什么州当什么州啊？真的是误把这个。埃及当迦南地啦，把埃及也当牛奶隐秘之地，神要他们去的地方。所以他说，我们除了牛奶隐秘之地啦。
They thought Egypt was the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. So they thought Moses led them out of this land.
那还说你要自立为王管辖我们呢、啊、
？And why do you act as a prince over us?
哦，这个摩西听到这里真的有点感冒呢。
If Moses heard this, he must have been affected.
他真的有点感冒，不是？哎，你看十四节，你看他的感冒了。
Let us see verse 14, how Moses acted.
十五节啊，对不起，十五节啊。
Verse 15,
摩西就甚发怒，对主说：“求你不要享受他们的供物，我并没有夺过他们一匹驴，也没有害过他们一个人。嘿，你说我们要当你的王，请问你们谁的一匹驴给我过啊
？”And Moses said, "You say I want to be king over you. Which one of you have I taken a donkey from?"
我当初是不要这个工作的嘞。
I didn't want this work in the first place.
是神把我逼出来的嘞。
It is God who forced me to.
神要统统把你们杀掉，兴起我的子孙变成以色列人嘞。
God wanted to kill all of you off and make my descendants the chosen ones.
为你们四十天没有吃饭没有喝水嘞。
For you, I did not eat for 40 days and 40 nights.
你们今天既然讲这种话，我要自立为王，这个 这什么话嘛？哦，这个摩西真的是感冒啊，真的是。
And today you say that I want to be prince over you. He was truly angry.
我们今天流浪又不是我一个人的事情，是大家失落信心了、啊。为什么干我什么事情呢
？And today everyone has lost faith. What does it have to do with me？
啊，所以呢，这个百姓就说呢，你要不用把我们从哎、啊、这个把我们从这个牛奶里面引出来了，又没有把我们领到永远美丽之地的，这个我们难道看不见吗？你以为我们是瞎眼的吗？
And so the people said, "You took us out of the land flowing with milk and honey, and you haven't even brought us into the promised land. This is something we can see with our eyes."
你要挖我们这些人的眼睛吗
？Do you want to take out our eyes？
啊，所以这个是一个很强烈的对立啊。
So this was a very strong rebuke.
其实这些人真的是好像眼睛已经被挖掉了一样呢。
These people indeed were like those who were blind.
真的像流浪的心，他们已经不晓得自己的方向在哪里了。
They truly are wandering stars. They no longer knew what their direction was.
从政治来看，他们说的每一句话都是对的。
If you want to take it logically, everything they said was true.
但是从神的眼光来看，他们没有一个方向是正确的。
But from God's perspective, not one saying of theirs had the correct direction.
主耶稣啊，有一次医治一个瞎子。
Jesus healed a blind.
那个瞎子认识耶稣基督是救主。
And the blind recognized that Jesus Christ was the Savior.
那个以色列人呢、啊，他们说他们没有眼瞎了，他们啊，但耶稣说，如果你们说你们是瞎子，反而没有罪，你们说你们眼睛睁着，这就是你们的罪了。
And Jesus said, "If you say you are blind, then you have no sin. But if you say your eyes are open, then that is your sin."
So, 有时候我们如果看世上的东西哦，不用属灵的眼光来看教会的东西哦。
Sometimes, if we look at the things in the church without a spiritual eyesight,
有时候我们真的会看错方向。
Then we will truly see the wrong direction.
所以，其实我们自己教会啊，我们真的要受训。
So in our church, we really need to be trained.
啊，我们要学习圣经。
We really need to learn the Bible.
啊，知道神的意思在他的国度里面，他的方向在哪里
？Let us understand God's will. What is God's direction in His kingdom?
人间以为对的事情，你看这些人讲的哪一句话是错的？从人间来看，几乎没有一句话是错的。
From what humans think is correct, especially in the example of Korah, everything they said was correct.
但是从神的经纶来看，几乎就是瞎眼睁着眼睛说瞎话的人。
But from God's perspective, they were like those whose eyes are wide open but are blind.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们心中真的要有圣经当成我们心中的那一把尺。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have the Bible as our measuring stick.
人生如果是一条船，哈，圣经就是那个罗盘。
If life is like a ship, then the Bible is truly the steering rod.
人生如果是像一辆车子开在这个丛林之中啊，像波士顿这样的城市丛林之中呢 ，GPS 就是圣经就是那个 GPS 啊。
And if life is like a car driving around the city of Boston, then the Bible is our GPS.
我们真的要用圣经做我们评断事情的标准。
So we must use the Bible as a guide for our discernment.
所以，当我们在决定一个事情的时候，当然我们可以看大家决定，但是最主要是要回到圣经里面来说，这个圣经里面的方向是什么？神怎么说的？
When we want to decide something, of course we can get agreement from everyone, but we must return to the Bible and figure out what is the direction shown to us in the Bible.
我常跟青年同龄讲说，我们不要做鸡啊，我们要做鹰啊。
Many times I will tell the youth, we do not want to become chickens, we want to be eagles.
那个鸡哦，真的看不远，那个你撒一把米，咚咚咚咚咚，就是在看地上的，咚咚咚咚咚。
The chickens cannot see far. You scatter some grain before it, and it will just pick at the grain on the ground.
那个鸡哦，很会争那个鸡有 pack leader， 有那个 pack leader， 就是像那个狗啊，跟 wolf 一样，都有那个 pack leader， 就是他们都会争位置的。
Even among the chickens, they would have a pecking order or a leader among them.
我不晓得有没有跟大家讲过，我养两只母鸡啊。
Don't know if anyone knows, but I had two hens.
在加州了哈。
In California.
啊，为什么我要养母鸡呢？我有没有讲过
？Why do I want to have some hens?
因为我家种菜那个虫太多了。
Because I had a vegetation garden and there was too many bugs.
我想说，哎，这个乡下以前养鸡哈，啊，又可以吃鸡肉，又可以下鸡蛋，啊，我们家一大堆剩菜，啊，不养鸡实在太可惜。
And I thought when I was in the farming community, the chickens, we could eat them for meat. They would also give us some eggs.
啊，有一次在 Spanish Bible Study， 我就跟大家宣布说，我要养鸡啊。
So during a Spanish Bible Study，
结束之后了，不是这。
Oh. after a Spanish Bible study, I announced to everyone, I'm going to have some chickens.
一个礼拜，一个西班牙的弟兄拿一个盒子进来，我以为他带圣经进来。
And one week, a Spanish brother brought a box, and I thought he brought in a Bible.
一打开，哇，两只母鸡啊。
But when he opened it, I saw it was two chickens.
我太太看脸都绿了，我太太很不喜欢这些东西。
When my wife saw it, her face turned green because she didn't like them.
啊，我就开始喂了。
And I started to feed the chickens.
哎，我用一个碗给他们吃哦，那个比较重的会挤那个比较瘦弱，一直给他挤挤挤，不让他吃嘞。
When I laid out a bowl of food before them, the chicken that was stronger would push away the leaner's chicken.
我觉得不是办法，只好撒下去。哦，他们就各自有吃了，然后他都不会看我在那边看哦，他们都不看我，就是这样一直吃，一直吃，一直吃这样子。
And I thought a better method would be to scatter the grain so they would have each their own to eat. But they never looked at me. They would just look at the ground to peck off the rice.
当我们呢、啊，啊，生命是属地上的时候呢，我们不会高啊，我们就是专注地上的事情。
When our eyesight is upon the world, then we cannot fly high. We will only focus on the things of this world.
啊，争地上的位置。
And we would descend over the positions of this world.
但圣经啊，圣灵让我们飞得很高，像鹰一样。
But the Holy Spirit will help us to fly very high like the eagle.
我们就可以看到神的方向是什么。
So we can be able to see what the direction of God is.
啊，所以有时候不是我以为怎么样，是圣经怎么说，不是我以为怎么样。
Many times it's not I think this way, but it's what does the Bible teach me?
是神怎么说啊？
What does God say?
今天我们大家心里面都有圣灵哦。
Today, each one of us has a Holy Spirit in our
hearts. 当我们圣灵在祷告充满在进入圣经，我们就知道教会的方向在哪里。
When the Holy Spirit is filled among all of the members and we enter into the Bible, we will know what the direction of God is.
有一个年轻的姐妹，大概是我们这个年纪。
There is a young sister, she's about our age.
对不起，不是我，我们已经不年轻了。有一个姐妹。
There is a sister.
她得了癌症。
And she had cancer.
啊，她也不晓得未来会怎么样。
She did not know what the future will hold.
当然，一下得癌症啊，刚开始真的是不容易接受。
When you suddenly contract cancer, it is very hard for you to take.
后来她先生啊，就带她跟她的家人去夏威夷玩。
Her husband took her and his family to Hawaii to have some fun.
那么他们到一个地方啊，上面有一个可以喝咖啡的亭子、啊，那下面有一个迷宫啊，啊小朋友就去玩迷宫啊。
迷宫
就是
maze.、Oh. So there was a terrace where you can sit and have coffee, and below the terrace was a maze where the children can play.
那小孩子那个。前面的方向看不清楚啊，一会儿撞壁，一会儿出来，就是这样进进出出了。
So the kids cannot see their direction. They would go to a dead end in a wall. They'd come out and then go to another dead end.
啊，如果他问爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈就跟他讲，哎，你向右转就可以过那个关卡啦。
But if they ask their father and mother can see and say, oh, if you go towards that direction, you would pass the maze.
因为他们在比较高的地方。
Because they were at a much higher place.
那个姐妹她就这样想、哦、
And the sister began to think.
我现在的病、哦、好像在走那个迷宫一样。
Right now, this disease I have is like walking through a maze.
其实天上那个爸爸都知道我关卡在哪里、啊。
But the Heavenly Father, he knows where the exit is.
我们看他怎么说，我们就不会失去人生的方向。
If we look up to our Heavenly Father, we will not lose our direction.
如果看人间、哦、真的是不一样。
But if we look towards humans, then it is truly different.
你看人间的政治家，他们在竞选的时候最大的诉求就是 We want change, 我们要改变。
If you look at any slogan of the politicians, they will say we want change.
你看这个摩西一个人独裁，250个代替一个，这不是 democracy 吗？这不是现在人类的潮流吗？
You might say, if Moses was replaced with 250 of the leaders, isn't this democracy? Isn't this with the culture?
从人来看，这个都是对的，好像是因为250个跟一个，你这个当然你这样子怎么这样太独裁了啦？这一点都不民主。
From the human point of view, this was correct. One person versus 250, it would be more democratic.
但是那个时候神的意思是什么？在时代性里面，神有当时的经纶跟意思。时代性里面的意思是什么？
But at that time, in that particular time, what was God's decision? What was His will?
如果我们失去方向啊，我们就像流星一样，就离了轨道了。
But if we lose our direction, we're like the wandering stars. We have departed from our original path.
所以弟兄姐妹，真的我们要从圣经里面去看事情、哦、
Brothers and sisters, let us return back to the Bible to decide things.
小弟、来到美国、啊、加入几次、参加过几次好几次的 NCC 会议。
After I came to the States, I've attended many NCCs.
历年来啊，很多 proposal 都在谈到教会的人力要怎么应用。
Every year, there are proposals on how to use the holy workers in the church.
因为每个地方教会就在说这个传道在地方教会的时间太少。
Because every local church will say that their local minister is not in the church very often.
所以有的 propose 要把传道分成两个部分，一些就是 evangelist， 一些当成 pastor。所以就让 evangelist 去跑 ，pastor 就固定在教会里面。
Some people have the proposal that the ministers in the United States should be divided in two. One should take care of evangelism, the other should be pastoring. The evangelist pastors can go outside to minister, while the pastoral ministers must stay at the local church.
有的 proposal 就是说，传道应该是有些教会要牺牲三年五年没有传道，让一些教会呢三年五年有传道，让这些传道去建立那个地方的教会，让他们三年五年之后呢再到另外一个教会让有才有传道就是换他们通通没有传道，另外一个教会通通有传道。
And some people propose that some churches should sacrifice for 3 to 5 years without a minister so that the ministers can focus on another church for 3 to 5 years and help set them up or build them up.
我们在那边都有圣灵在带领了
And during the meetings, we all have the Holy Spirit to guide
us. 我们也决定出一个方向。
And we also decide upon a direction.
这个东西有时候真的不晓得神要怎么看。我们真的要祷告看神怎么看。
Sometimes it's very hard to decide what God wants. We truly need to pray more.
但是我觉得这耶稣有个传统应该是对的。
But I feel like True Jesus Church has a way of doing things, which I think is right.
就是我们教会的传道不叫牧师，叫传道。
Because the ministers in our church are not called pastors but preachers.
对，当然在英文我们也叫 pastor 了，但是中文我们就叫传道。
In English, we do call them pastors, but in Chinese, we don't call them pastors.
就是希望这个我们的工作真的去传道，然后把 pastoring 呢交给长职来带领。
Which means that the work of preaching goes to the preachers, and the work of ministering or pastoring goes to the elders and deacons.
我们可以有意见，可以有想法，但是当我们一起决定的时候呢，暂时制度是这样子的时候呢，我们可以再提，但是呢，在没有再变之前呢，我们就能够这样做啊。
We can express our opinions, but while we are all together and we pray together, we can only continue in the way we have been doing things.
我说改变是一种诉求 ，change is a 就是一个很吸引人的诉求。
Change is always something that will attract others.
但是我们真的要在圣灵的带领下面神的眼光下面在暂时的决定下面呢，我们要大家一起去同心合意的来兴旺神的工作大家决定的方向，一起去努力。
But we truly need to be under the guidance of God and under the direction of God. And while things are the way they are, we have to be of one accord.
在目前这样子，如果大家这样决定，你一定要 go through， 一定要走自己的方法，到最后可能就暂时离开神的轨道。
If everyone has decided upon a certain position and you want to override this position or decision, then you may have departed from the path like a wandering star.
到最后这些流星可拉这些流星就入了墨黑的幽暗里面。
And in the end, Korah and his clan, wandering stars, they have gone into the blackness of darkness.
那这个墨黑的幽暗到底是指什么？
And what does blackness of darkness represent?
我们看耶伯记的十章二十二节。
Let us turn to Job chapter 10 verse 22.
耶伯记十章二十二节。
Job chapter 10 verse 22.
十章二十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 22.
那地甚是幽暗，是死荫混沌之地，那里的光好像幽暗。墨黑的幽暗就是一种混沌死荫之地。
The darkness of blackness is the shadow of death.
应该就是一种地狱一种阴间。
You can think of it as Hades.
我们看民数记十六章十八节。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 18.
我们都很熟这个可拉党果然是没入了墨黑的幽暗。
And we can see how Korah entered into the blackness of darkness.
十六章十八节十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 18 and 19.
十六章十八节十九节。
Chapter 16, verse 18 and 19.
于是他们个人拿一个香炉，盛上火，加上香，同摩西、亚伦站在会幕前门口。第十九节。
19.
可拉招聚全会众到会幕门前，要攻击摩西、亚伦，神的荣光就向全会众显现。 大家叫神来决定这是对的。
Everyone called for God to decide and this was correct.
但是同时兴起群众运动来造反，这个是不对的。
But at the same time, they gathered all the congregation against them, and this is not right.
让神决定就让他单纯化，神说什么就做什么。
If you let God decide, then you follow whatever God has decided.
所以神的荣光就向全会众来显现了。
So the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation.
真的有时候我们真的不知道怎么办哈。
Sometimes when we really don't know what to do.
小弟以前在某一个教会当学生的时候，在某一个教会聚会。
When I was still a student and I was at a certain church.
那有一天中午，我看到一些负责人，他们都没有在吃饭。
And one lunchtime, I saw a lot of the board members not eating lunch.
然后都跪在会堂前面。
They were all kneeling in the front of the chapel.
我在想他们一定有个什么事情，我没有办法解决。
And I thought they must have a question that they are not able to resolve.
突然之间呢，我看到一个工人哦，被神的灵提起来。
But suddenly, I saw one of the workers being lifted up by the Spirit of God.
真的很明显哦，他被提起来。
It was very obvious that he was lifted up by the Spirit.
我在想神在回答他们的一些问题了。
And I figured that it was God replying to any of their problems.
所以他们既然用群众运动后来他们这个是不对的，后来真的是落入了墨黑的幽暗里面了。
And in the end, because of their action, they truly entered into the blackness of darkness.
我们看十六章的三十五节。
Let us read chapter 16, verse 35.
十六章三十五节，又有火从神那里出来，烧灭那献香的250个人，被火烧掉了。
We see that a fire came from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense.
我们看十六章的二十五节到三十五节，很快的念哈。
And let us read 25. Very quickly.
摩西起来往大丹亚比兰那里去，以色列长老也跟随。26:26，他吩咐会众说：“你们离开这恶人的帐篷吧，他们的物件什么都不可以摸，恐怕你们现在他们的罪中与他们一同消灭。”27，于是众人离开大丹离开可拉大丹亚比兰帐幕的四围。大丹亚比兰带着妻子儿子小孩子都出来站在自己的帐篷门口。28节，摩西说，我行这一切事本不是凭我自己的心意行，乃是主打发我行的，必有证据让你们知道。29，这些人死若与世人无异，或者他们所遭遇的与世人相同，就不是主打发我来的。30节，倘若主创造一件新事，使地开口，使他们和他们一切都吞下去，叫他们活活坠入阴间，你们就明白这些人是藐视神了。31，摩西刚说完这一切的话，他们脚下的地就开了口。32，把他们和他们家眷并一切属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去了。33，这样他们和一切属他们的都活活的坠落阴间，地口在他们上头造就合璧，他们就从会中灭亡。34，在他们四周的以色列众人听见呼号就逃跑，说恐怕地也把我们吞下去。这个实在是一件很可怕的事情。
This is indeed a terrible tragedy.
小弟这次到智利去，他们说是智利那个8点多级那个大地震弟兄姐妹住在15楼，哇，那个真的是站都站不住跟着地上躺在地上跟着跑那个是很可怕的一件事情。
When I went to Chile, the brothers and sisters shared when they had the earthquake and when they were on the 15th floor, no one could stand because the entire building was swaying to and fro.
台湾922小弟回去看那个地震那个地上是有的隆起来，学校的操场变山丘，有的高，有的低这样子。
I was able to witness the earthquake in Taiwan, how some of the earth was much higher than the other.
可是这个好像又完全不一样。
But I think this is something entirely different.
好像地就开了，然后他们就下去了，然后地又合起来，合起来好像什么事情都没有发生一样。
It is as if the earth opened, everyone fell in, and then the earth closed again, as if nothing had happened.
摩西说：“这不是我凭我自己说的啦。
”And Moses said, "This is not according to my saying."
这个是这是神打发我行的，必有证据使你们知道。
God has sent me to do all of this work, and there will be evidence that God has sent me.
其实如果小弟说观察了没有错，今天真的每一个教会的工人都有神的呼召。
Today, if I'm not wrong, I think every worker in God has the calling of God.
所以神他们如果有什么问题神真的会对付他们的啦。
If they have any questions, God will really go against them.
但是呢，我们也知道真的神有证据也来支持这些他所拣选的工人。
We also know that God will give evidence to show His support for the workers that He have chosen.
所以今天我们学到真的是知道神这个让可拉堕入没入 幕后的幽暗真的是一件可怕的事情。
So we know that God really let Korah enter into the blackness of darkness, and it is a terrible tragedy.
我想我们在美国大概要成为流星、啊、因为权力的关系离开是比较少。
I think it is harder for us to be wandering star and leave our position for the sake of wanting some authority.
因为我们、啊、在圣经上面、啊啊、在知识上面呢都有相当的程度。
Because in the States,、we have a good knowledge of the Bible.
我们有很多的训练。
And we have a lot of training.
但是在真耶稣教会的历史，尤其近代来讲，不能说没有一群流星。
But within the、current history of the True Jesus Church, we cannot say that there was never a group of wandering stars.
小度到印度去的时候、
when I went to、India.
看到一张照片，一个牧师啊，啊，戴着皇冠。
And I saw a picture of a minister with a crown.
这个牧师啊，早期曾经来过这里，是我们真耶稣教会的传道。
And this minister once was a TJC、preacher.
后来，当我们知道他辩解、啊、钱没有进去印度的时候、
when we knew that he was changing,
我们的经济就不是没有经济，就是没有透过他帮助那里的工人了。
We did no longer gave him money to help the work there.
Through him, huh?
Oh, through him.
后来他就脱离真耶稣教会，去依靠其他的 missionary.
And so he left True Jesus Church and he started to rely upon other missionaries.
他建立很多教会啊，都是真耶稣教会啊。
And he set up many churches. He calls them the True Jesus Church.
那个时候他真的是我们真耶稣教会啊，教会都是我们的教会。
In that time, it truly was our True Jesus Church.
但是一辩解，他把大概三分之二的教会通通带走了。
But when he started to change, he took away two-thirds of the members.
真的是一群流星啊。
They were really a group of wandering stars.
小弟到 Accra, 非洲去的时候。
When I went to Accra in Africa.
其实早期的加纳有两位主要的工人。
In Ghana, there was two main early workers.
有一个其实是更有恩赐、更有才华的。
One of the workers have more talents and more spiritual gifts.
但是因为恩赐大了，就变了节。
But because his gifts were great, he also changed.
他们一走就把整个教会通通带走了。
When he left, he brought the whole church with him.
这也是一群流星啊。
This is also an example of a group of
wandering stars. 所以感谢主，今天我们在美国或者在非洲，我们现在洗礼都一个一个问了，不是说这个传道人来，整个教会都过来，通通给他洗，不再这样做了。
Whether in the States or in Africa, before anyone baptized, we ask them one by one.
但是多少人还是会跟着人家跑呢？
But how many people will leave?
多少人跟着可拉走呢?
How many people will leave with Korah?
这个是真的很可惜、啊、
And this is truly sad.
所以今天我们从可拉党来 学到、啊、这个、啊、流动的心，流荡的心。
So today from the clan of Korah, we learn about the wandering stars.
我们看到他们离开本位。
And we see how they have left their own domain.
失落方向。
They've lost their direction.
没入幽暗。
And they have entered into the blackness of darkness. Let us pray in silence.